Greetings. A wealth creation program has been launched in Zobo District, targeting the literate and semi-literate in the area.
The Minister of Gender, Labor and Social Development has launched the Integrated Community Learning for Wealth Creation Ecole program in Zombo District. Launched on January 5th at the Paiba Town Council Library, the program is a community-based adult learning and education initiative that seeks to generate demand for and promote sustained lifelong learning opportunities among community members. The primary target groups include low-literate and semi-literate youth and adults, with an integrated focus on enhancing functional literacy and community socio-economic transformation. During the stakeholders' orientation meeting, Harriet Akelo, Assistant Commissioner for Adult Literacy in the Ministry of Gender, Labor and Social Development, called upon local leaders to provide strong institutional support and ownership for the program.
I want to encourage you people that once you receive this program, let it stay as much as you welcome to file. They might exit a plan, maybe like NDP, but it should never exit our heart and it should never exit our development plan as a town council. This program stay so that our people can benefit. This program, why is it in the NDP? It is supposed to influence mindset change because we want you to utilize PDM and change your life.
In Zombo District, Paiba Town Council has been designated as the model lower local government unit for initial implementation. Judith Fashan, clerk to council for Paiba Town Council, representing the town clerk, urged local leaders to strengthen grassroots mobilization efforts.
Do what we are supposed to do. We need to mobilize well. And for grassroots, the councillors, we really appreciate your coming here and we need to encourage you to mobilize for us people at the grassroots, because without you, we are not going to achieve much.
Meanwhile, Walter Ongera, Senior Community Development Officer for Zombo District, expressed appreciation to the ministry for selecting Zombo as one of the beneficiary districts. The program implementation pathway includes training of trainers, community entry meetings and sensitization activities to ensure the program's success. I am Michael Thomio reporting for Radio Patches from Zombo District.